Hey, this is Lauren Jubilier, and I'm going to be sharing with you some information and some stories about summer solstice and the eclipse season that is opening. We will be having a total solar eclipse visible in Chile and Argentina, but not for many of you. On July 2nd is a new moon solar eclipse in Cancer. Eclipses always come in pairs and sometimes in triplets. So on July 16th, we will have a full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn. Now, eclipses actually open about a month before, the orb actually opens about a month before the actual eclipse. So a lot of the really buzzy, jangly, a lot of stirred up stuff you've been feeling, or maybe you haven't been feeling, but maybe you know people have been feeling that way, and you can certainly see in our world just a tremendous amount of emotion and intensity and volatility stirred up is a reflection, because we know that as above, so below, as within, so without, and the planetary bodies, and as they move, they are reflections of what's happening here. They are a map and a key to assist us in knowing what is the sacred timing that we're in and how can we best participate with what this is wanting to be. So, solstices and equinoxes are really sacred timings. They initiate new seasons. And tomorrow, Friday, June 21st, at about 11:54 a.m., is the exact moment of summer solstice. And however, the sun literally stands still. Solstice means stand still. The sun stands still in the same and rises and tracks along its path and sets at the same place for three full days, marking and accentuating a particular place. And where it is right now is at a place called Galactic Edge, which is between the horns of the bull and the feet of the twins. And there is sacred geometry and points in the sky that when planets are there, they really activate that energy. And the energy at Galactic Edge is the energy of new information, new possibilities, new energy coming in. And the sun, you know, throughout our lifetime is there. The sun can only be there in this very auspicious place at summer solstice every 26,000 years. Now, I have switched from my Zoom recording to my iPhone because as I was recording, thunder and lightning struck and my internet went down and my lights went off. And so I'm hoping this all works out. So at the solstice, think about this. For over 25,000 years, human beings have been marking these solstice points. In Peru, there are literally streets that are lined up to the solstice points, so that when the sun rises, it rises and a golden ray of the sun's light lights up the entire street and it went into the great temple. And there are caves where there are, you know, rocks that are put in such a way that it's like holding like a little vase for the sun to sit on. And it holds the solstice sun, and again, it points the light on the picture, on the people who are doing ceremony in the cave. And so for us, we can ask ourselves, where do we want to focus this immense light of the sun to bring in and birth something new, something we want to see happen in this three-day window? And really, the solstices are exact for 3 days, but again, we feel the energy for a week, even a few weeks before. So we're in the zone. So if you're listening to this a few days later, you're in the zone. You can still do this. The pathways are open. The veils are thin. It is a powerful time to honor the invisibles and to invite in the desirable, to invite in the love of Big Mama, that love and nurturance that no matter what's happening in the world, we can connect with. We can invite this in. We can really be rocked in the breast of the Great Mother. This is her celebration. And sometimes the people in our life can't always be there for us the way we want them to be there for us. Sometimes we can't even always be there for us the way we'd, many times than we would like to be there for us. And the solstice, as the sun moves into Cancer, summer solstice, it's a reminder to allow the angelic part of yourself to love and nourish the human in you, no matter what you're feeling. If you're irritable and tired or pissed off or feeling despair or feeling joyful and happy, you know, whatever, you know, welcome all of that. The angelic part of you does not need training, does not need to take a course, it only needs to be invited in. So let's take a moment right now to invite in that beautiful angelic oversoul that has been with you for lifetime after lifetime and sends its light into your heart. Our oversoul frequency is the frequency of our heart chakra. Our oversoul is like a great light above our head in our eighth chakra, and yet sends its light, it exists within us in our heart, and comes in at the moment we take our first breath. And so let's just invite that angelic presence in. Take a deep breath into your heart, filling yourself up with a golden light. And you know, you can also bring in the golden sun that's shining. Well, may not be shining tomorrow. That golden sun, that solstice sun. Breathe that energy of love, compassion, kindness, and nourishment into your heart. And exhale throughout your whole body. And let's set our intention for what is the story we want to animate. The story that has to do with calling in the light of the sun. What wants to be lit up in our world, in our life, internally? What qualities do you want to invite in? Who are you willing to be in your life? What are the qualities that you want to live with and demonstrate and be? Let's invite in qualities that feed and nourish our soul, like compassion and kindness and nourishment and love and gentleness and curiosity. I'm sure you can think of some more. So the sun is igniting the sacred geometry in the sky right now and really activating this portal of allowing new energy to come in. And it's, you know, right now we're in an eclipse portal as well. You know, it's reminding me of 2010 when I remember I gathered with about 50 people in a friend's living room to talk about the winter solstice of 2010. And it too had eclipses surrounding it and was a very big time. And that was the beginning of this decade. And this is the time that is ending this decade and preparing us to begin a new decade. And what do we need to let go of that we don't want to take with us? And so we're changing seasons in the cycle of the year, activating the summer solstice. We are also closing out a decade that's been very challenging. And we are planting the seeds for a new decade. And it's taking place at the great turning, at a time where we're in the turning of the great year, the great wheel, where a 26,000-year cycle is ending and a new one is beginning. And so, so much is stirred up for us to feel and see and know what are our own emotional patterns and thinking and ways of perceiving that just don't work anymore, that are dragging us down. They're up for many people. And you can see in terms of the bigger picture in our world, it is also a time where a lot of really, you know, shadowy, dark, greedy energy that is expressing. And it really, you can say that there's a medicine to this. We can what we feel, we can heal, and what we see and observe, we can change. What's been hidden just keeps limping along. And right now, everything is so visible and so extreme. And people like you are so important to work with these ceremonial times to really ignite a new vision and to really feel in your heart the world you want to create, the life you want to create. So Cancer, the archetype of Cancer, is associated with all of the mother goddesses.
is associated with family and tribe, nourishment, support, love. Cancer is associated with the flow of emotions. It's a water sign. All of the water signs have to do with allowing our emotions to flow and move. When they flow and move, we can release them and let them go. Cancer is about developing empathy, the training for cancer. And this is the training we're in, is about cultivating empathy and compassion and kindness and offering support to one another. This is the medicine of this time that we're in. And we can see the lack of care and the lack of love and the lack of empathy and kindness and support being played out on the world stage in our government and in policies and in people who have power right now. And it is really pointing the way for us to animate something and energize something completely different in our lives and in the world. And we're, you know, we're coming up to an election season in the United States, and what happens in the United States tends to affect the rest of the world. And we also know that this this experience of governments not working for the people and not demonstrating wise leadership is something that's happening in many, many places. So again, cancer asks us to be in training to cultivate our kindness and compassion and empathy, support, creating comfort, opening our heart to our own emotions, opening our heart to our inner child. Many times we are as really dismissive of our inner child as our parents were. Maybe we call it something else. Maybe we call, I'm taking you to a workshop to fix you, to heal you. I'm going to make you better. But we don't always just embrace that tantruming little part of ourselves that just wants to be loved. And I see in my practice and in the readings that I'm doing how up this is for people. The need to just love all of it instead of wishing it away. Opening our hearts up to ourselves, to our families, to our loved ones, to all of life. Cancer, the symbol for cancer is two breasts. So cancer is associated with the breasts, nourishment, birth, and death. And you know where we are at this time in the Great Turning? We're at the time where you might be saying, oh my God, Lauren, you're always saying this, because it's always happening. And actually we're going deeper and deeper and deeper into this unraveling and this dismantling, this shadow coming up in all of us and all around us to be observed, to be seen, and to make different choices and to clear out this old energy. And so what feels up right now is pretty much the acute perception of what's missing, because Pluto is really actively engaged at this time of summer solstice. We have Pluto and Saturn conjunct the south node in Capricorn. This will be happening. It's been happening all year. It's a real feature of the solstice chart. It's a real feature of the eclipse charts coming up. And the south node is the past. It's the old, outdated, outworn structures in our consciousness, in our emotional makeup, how we do home, roots, family, how we do government, how we do schools, all of the systems, the monetary, all of the systems that support life, all of the structures that support life. Pluto brings up the shadow, and it's right on the south node all year, but it's really very activated at this time, especially with these eclipses. And I'll share with you a little bit more about that when I share about the eclipse charts, which means that we are really diving really deep into our soul's journey, into the ancient past, to clear out simply what isn't working. And fears come up at this time, the fear of not being safe, the fear of not living in a world that is demonstrating empathy and compassion and love and kindness for all life in the big picture. And yet, in many circles, this energy is being cultivated. And so, you know, you want to be really open to what's feeling up for you right now. And to really invite in the energy of Panchamama and Kuan Yin, Mary Magdalene, all of the mother goddesses. I actually selected a tarot card. I didn't pull it out of the deck. I just went into my
mythical goddess Tarot and pulled a card without seeing what it was for. Actually, the one for solstice is my mythical shaman oracle, and what got pulled was Panchamama. So I thought that was really appropriate. So the essence of this, and I actually have to turn my flashlight on my phone because there's no light in my house. Panchamama represents the unconditional love that the earth has for all her children, including the stars, the planets, the animals, and humans. She is the goddess of earth, also known as Gaia, who pervades all creation on our planet. Thanks to Panchamama, our timeless soul can experience life in a biological body. The joy and pain that we taste during our brief time on earth are an invitation to discover the boundless love of Panchamama. So the invitation with this card, which is the invitation of the solstice, is you are a child of the earth. Now is the time to eat right, love right, and be joyous regardless of the circumstances you may find yourself in. Be grateful for your life, your body, and all that nourishes you. Panchamama invites you to relish each breath, embrace your joy and your pain equally, and discover love through both. Let Panchamama know how much you appreciate all her blessings with an act of service such as planting a tree, helping save an endangered species, or protecting the ocean. Or as I'm going to include an audio that I sent you a few weeks ago about how to work with these times. And in it, I talk about, dancing with the earth, speaking to the trees. You know, I've been doing a lot of dancing with nature, and it's really made my own inner child really happy. But I won't get into that too much here because there's a whole audio about that. I also want to share with you something that I've been doing that has been extremely helpful as my own emotions have been coming up really strongly. And that is everything that arises, I just bring my love in. And I shared with you about a book that I love called Whatever Arises, Love That by Matt Kahn. And I really think that what he's sharing is very good medicine for these times. And I'll just give you an example of what happened for me. I was on the phone with someone I very deeply love, and she was going through a very, very hard time. And when I got off the phone with her, I was covered in hives. I've never had hives in my whole life. And then I realized, I'm an empath. I've absorbed her energy into my body because she's a family member. I wasn't as, I didn't have my boundaries as strong as I might. I wasn't as grounded, whatever. First thing that happened is I got really annoyed with myself. I can't believe it that I did this, blah, 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 blah. And then I remembered everything that arises, love that. So I loved the part of me that it was annoyed with me. I loved the part of me that got the hives. I loved my family member and how I was holding her energy in my heart. And I just kept loving everything that came up, every difficult emotion. And I'm going to tell you something. Those hives cleared immediately. They just went away. And so I'm just saying these practices really work. And something else that I've been coming to really appreciate is essential oils. And a really good essential oil for right now is rose, sandalwood, frankincense. Placing them on your heart chakra, maybe on your wrists, or on the inside of your ankles would be good places. They really connect us to an inner resource state, love. So if you're having difficulty accessing that feeling of love to bring to yourself, get some rose essential oil. Maybe mix it with some frankincense or some sandalwood or all three and anoint yourself. Or put some in a diffuser. But I suggest actually anointing yourself with love. And again, holding yourself very tenderly in your own heart. This is a time of resetting our inner navigation system and really listening to our intuition, our inner voice of wisdom, and letting that guide us. Working with your intuition and asking for help and expecting it to show up. When you don't know what to do, invite in what does know what to do. That's what one of my favorite astrologist, Carolyn Casey, says. When you don't know what to do, invite in what does. Invite in the invisibles. Ask for that help and then take
the time to slow down so you can really receive it coming in. It's great to walk in nature and open yourself to the communication that nature has for us right now, and expressing our gratitude and our love and inviting nature to feed us with her love. Very, very powerful practice right now. And again, in the other audio that's going to be below this, a little bit more about that. It is also because there's so much energy that's moving right now inside of all of us and inside of the earth herself, and the planetary alignments are just like kicking butt in terms of moving stuff and bringing stuff up to be cleared, and also inviting in new energies and new visions and new possibilities. It's very strong. I'm sure you're feeling it. It is very helpful to every day invite in that golden light above your head into your heart and feel it. Breathe it in and exhale it through your body, as well as taking a root, you know, imagining roots going from your sacrum, going right into the heart of the earth, and saying hello to Panchamama, saying hello to the spirit of the earth, and allowing her and breathing her green crystal light into your body. Because your energy is being reworked so profoundly now, this process that only takes a few moments will stabilize you. So we're also calling in during this very feminine time of this Cancer solstice sun and the new moon in Cancer. That's an eclipse. The solar eclipse is in Cancer, so the moon and the sun are in Cancer on July 2nd. But what's happening with the masculine energies and the feminine energies are really rebalancing within us right now. And what we're seeing is, well, Mars at the time of the solstice is in Cancer, and is conjunct the North Node, which is where we're going. It is conjunct Mercury, communication. It is opposite Pluto and squared by Uranus. No, not yet, in a few weeks. But there's a lot of activity with Mars, and what this means is this Mars is, we're calling for a new vision of the masculine as that energy exists within all of us. And the masculine is the part of us that is the doer, the actor, our physical body, our the part of us that ignites change and acts in the world and is assertive and makes stuff happen. And right now, that energy is opposite Pluto. So we're seeing this underworld sort of shadow expression of the masculine energy really expressed. And it is, you know, for us to invite in what is the desirable. We're calling in the wisdom of wise, compassionate leadership. Mars is in Cancer. The intention of Mars in Cancer is that wise masculine energy that is in alignment with the love and care of life and protecting life and supporting life. And what we're seeing on the world stage is the opposite of that. This very fiery, aggressive energy that is expressing at this time of solstice. So Mars is just opposite Pluto, opposite Saturn, and conjunct the North Node and conjunct Mercury, so that we are expressing, we are being asked to express what is needed to be expressed, to open up our throat chakras, to make sounds and to move in, you know, you may not even know what it is in you. You just may feel frustrated and, and then of course on, you know, and to hold that vision for what we want to see as we see what, you know, we're seeing this impulsive, erratic, deceitful, old male energy, being played out on the world stage. And within ourselves, we may find an old masculine unraveling within us. It may feel like a tension. It may feel slightly explosive emotionally, or saying things that, oh, I can't believe I said that. And also feeling what you've had to maintain to make your life work. that may not work for you anymore. It may not be worth it. What have you had to suppress in yourself or deny in yourself in order to live in a world that's really overly masculinized, because we are now moving into a time where we are rebalancing the masculine and the feminine, and the feminine is rising, but so is a new version of the masculine. So during this solstice time, we're really seeing this unraveling of old tensions. Old stuck places are really getting shaken loose with this Mars energy. What else is happening on the solstice is that Neptune is going retrograde at the exact time of the solstice and will be retrograde for 3 months. And Neptune is the planet of dreams and visions, mystical union, love, possibility, bringing in new visions, new dreams, new possibilities. It is about dissolving the old storylines. Neptune dissolves and invites in that higher aspect of self to love everything, all of our bumps, brights, and bruises, and even to see that we don't understand. We're in a chapter that's really rocky right now. But when this chapter ends, a new chapter begins, and we don't know that we'll never really completely know why things have needed to play out this way, but they have, because they are. So Neptune is stationing retrograde, has been at the same point, 18 degrees Pisces, for about a month. When a planet stations retrograde, it's at a very potent, potent energy. And Neptune all year has been squaring Jupiter, which also really amplifies this energy of our ability to connect with our dreams, with the mystical world, with the invisible world, with our guides, with our inner teachers, with our own heart energies. And again, to dissolve our old storylines and to breathe new life into a new possibility, and to feel that boundless love, and to allow those new dreams to percolate. We may not really know what they are yet, but it's like, maybe just ask yourself, how do I want to feel? How do I want to feel like to others? How do I want others to feel like to me? If you don't have clarity, because Neptune doesn't necessarily bring clarity. It's very dreamy. Now, the shadow side of Neptune is lies and deceit and not knowing what is real. And we are certainly seeing that really amplified on the world stage as well. Now, Neptune will be retrograde for 3 months. There are other planets that are retrograde now. Saturn is retrograde. Pluto is retrograde. Jupiter is retrograde. Neptune turns retrograde on June 21st. And on July 7th to July 31st, Mercury is retrograde. So when planets are retrograde, we actually, if they're visible, can see them. So we'll be able to see, for example, Jupiter is really bright, because when Jupiter's retrograde, it is closer to the Earth. All the planets are closer to the Earth when they're retrograde. We can't see planets like Pluto and Neptune. So when planets are retrograde, their normal forward dynamic movement forward is not present. And so it's like the bow of an arrow. We're pulling it back. We're pulling it in. And we are revising our plans. We're going internal and we're reprioritizing. We're reviewing. Retrogrades are all about redoing, repairing, revitalizing, rededicating, recalibrating, reimagining, renewing, reorienting. We're going back over old territory, and we're changing it, and we're dissolving it, and we're releasing it with all this other activations that are happening. And we're reimagining, really, of how can we re-enchant the world? How can we re-enchant our lives? So instead of a lot of things moving forward, we're being called to go inward. And so you may feel frustrated about that. Energy not moving forward as fast as you would like, because energetically that's really not possible right now. That doesn't mean that nothing's happening. It just means that some things are taking longer. Certainly we can see, in terms of the United States government, there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes, you know, research, that we're probably going to be seeing the effect, that we're going to start to see that coming out of these eclipses in July and in August and through September and October and November, we're going to see that arrow that has been pulled back, it's going to be pointed in the direction of whatever truth could be revealed, and change can take place. And that is true with us in our own lives as well. So again, I want to remind you, Mercury will be retrograde from July 7th to July 31st, and Pluto, Saturn, Neptune, and Jupiter all retrograde, and they will be moving forward in September, October. In October, we'll really start to feel their forward momentum moving. With Mars conjunct the North Node on the solstice, it is a call to action to rededicate toward the sacred, towards collaboration, toward protecting what we love, towards dedicating ourselves towards what we feel nourished by, what we truly feel supported by, and how we can nourish and support others in all life. This energy shows up as overly aggressive, sometimes take erratic action before reflection. And so it's really important that you take time to slow down. And it may feel challenging to slow down, but it's very important to observe, to be with, rather than just reacting out of the moment. And if you do react out of the moment and it doesn't go so well, love yourself. Love the part of you that did that, because she, he, they needs that love more than ever. You know, yesterday I was in a really pissy mood because I was putting this together and looking at all the charts, and because I'm an empath, the entire energetics of this, I felt it. And so I said to my husband, I'm in a really pissy mood. I advise you to take a lot of space from me, and if you don't, I apologize in advance for any prickliness. That may not have been the most brilliant thing to do, but it's what I did. And it worked. He actually really appreciated that. So, let's see, what else? These nodes that are in a dynamic aspect to Mars and Saturn and Pluto and are being squared by Eris, which is the goddess of disruption and revolution. And we can certainly see in Hong Kong this disruptive, revolutionary, but very cool energy of this decentralized movement of people just filling the streets. I heard 2 million out of 7 million people in Hong Kong were in the streets peacefully marching for their freedom, for their right to exist in a free society, and claiming that for themselves. So you see that Mars is a call to action. So again, so important to hold a vision and use this powerful time to support what you'd like to see in the unfolding of your life and in the world. And again, with Pluto and Saturn at the South Node, old emotional issues come up. What needs to change in your face? Feeling disconnected, feeling like you need to disrupt something that has run its course and is no longer useful. Because Mercury and Mars are conjunct, it is very easy to have angry, fiery words. And so you just want to be aware of that. And we are certainly seeing that on the world stage as war is threatened. We want to not bring some of these patterns into the next decade and into the future. But we don't know when this chapter is going to actually end. We just know that right now we're in that really rocky, rocky, eruptive time. So the eclipses. July 2nd to July 16th, we have the eclipses. Eclipses are powerful wild cards. They invite change. They initiate new beginnings and endings. They show us what's been hidden and needs to be seen. They tend to be rebooting, and they often light the way to something new. They are aligned with our soul's growth, and so it's important to watch for signs and symbols, and again, pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to that voice within that is directing you from a place of where you're needed to move next, what you're needed to create next. So this is a new beginning for our collective destiny on July 2nd, this new moon solar eclipse in Cancer. And this chart, also pretty amazing, the eclipse chart. We also have Mars conjunct Mercury still, but now we have the energy of Uranus added to it. Again, all I can say is that these energies are like pouring oil and lighting a match. And in fact, I think that happened in Iraq yesterday. Something blew up,
there probably was a lie told about it. And, you know, there's just a lot of explosive, erratic, violent, eruptive, really old energy about. And how can this be medicine? Again, all of us are moving a lot of emotions through us. And as we move these emotions through us, they're leaving us on a cellular level globally. And so, you know, one way to look at this is this is helping healing the ancient past. And at the same time, it's also helping people get really clear about what we want in our government, what we want in our communities and in our structures, and that we are at a point of creating that. We are creating the new paradigms. And that it requires a lot of mojo to be able to hold oneself together while everything's unraveling and so much shadows coming up, in at the same time knowing that you are here now to also plant the seeds for a beautiful future, and to visualize that and to hold that in your heart and to energize that. So July 2nd, again, the sun's in Cancer, the moon's in Cancer. It's all about security. It's all about safety. It's all about creating new structures within ourselves so that we can hold ourselves as safe and secure no matter what is happening, and to connect to the deepest source of nourishment from within, inviting in our guides and the invisibles. Right now, the external world is hot and bothered. It is angry. There's a lot of disruptive energy, but we can bring our kindness into the moment. And like I said, even in the moments where we're not feeling kind, those aspects of ourselves really need our love more than any other aspect. So putting your hand on your heart and saying I love you, putting those essential oils on, listening to music, taking walks in nature, breathing in the green. Where I live, it's just like walls of green light. It's beautiful. Let's see now. In between these eclipses, which the eclipses create this portal where the energy really shifts, because in an eclipse, a solar eclipse, the moon is between the sun and the earth and blocks for a period of time the light of the sun. And then it reboots and it comes back. This will be visible in Argentina and Chile. Not really too many other places. But we'll all feel it. And between July 2nd and July 16th, we're in this eclipse cauldron where everything is bubbling and churning up. And this energy, this masculine energy, is continually triggered by Uranus, which, again, it's like pouring hot oil on a hot, angry energy and lighting a match. And so we just need to be aware of that and take extra time for self-care. And at the same time, this energy of the feminine, this loving, kind energy of the mother, is being activated at the same time. So it's, I'm having a little trouble because my dog is needing me. Oh, I want to be the good mama to my dog. So Mars is squaring Uranus. Desire and ambition, where we go for assertion, how we move in our world, how we make things happen. This energy is volatile, it's eruptive, it's angry, it is volcanic, it is catalytic. Astrologers are expecting June and July to be very volatile months, possibly eruptive, you know, earthquakes politically, earthquakes possibly literally, maybe. It's not a stable energy, this hot, fiery, masculine energy that a lot of old energy being released. So eclipses do tend to release old energy and old storylines. Another thing that I would strongly encourage you to do is to move your bodies, to dance, to stomp, to bang, to sing, to take time for yourself. Then on July 16th, we have a full moon lunar eclipse. Now the moon reflects the light of the sun. That's what we're seeing when we see a bright, shiny moon. What happens in a lunar eclipse is that the earth is between the sun and the moon, and what we see reflected back is the shadow of the earth. And at the time of the eclipse, on July 16th, which is about 5:30-ish p.m. Eastern time, Venus is conjunct the north node. and Venus is conjunct the sun. We still have Mars being squared by Uranus, so that hot, volatile, erratic, eruptive energy present. But the Venusian energies are connected to our collective destiny, to the North Node, Venus in Cancer, Sun in Cancer, North Node in Cancer, at the same time that the Moon is conjunct Pluto. So again, you know, I'm just going to say this over and over again, we are releasing the old energies from our bodies, from our cultures, that really have no place in the future that we're creating. And we're seeing a lot of the old shadow come up. It is a time for release and repair and to dedicate ourselves to empowering and energizing what we want to see birthed in the world. The eclipse that's happening on July 16th is at 24 degrees Capricorn Moon, 24 degrees Cancer Sun. It's at the same degree that this major eclipse is happening next January, where we have the south node of the moon in Capricorn conjunct the sun, conjunct Pluto, conjunct Saturn, conjunct Jupiter, that will be in Capricorn. And all of this is very deeply connected to the birth chart of the United States. So we're really going through this death and rebirth process and really having to look at, who do we want to be? You know, are we going to support our Constitution, the energy or the impulse that was in our Constitution that really never really affected everyone? But are we going to dream that dream even bigger and create new institutions that really embody those themes? Or are we going to, like, say goodbye to it? And nobody really knows, although I truly believe very strongly that these eclipses this summer are going to be bringing up what has been hidden, and more information is going to be coming out through the summer and into the autumn, and that when we get to January, we'll see the effect it has. We'll see. But January is the beginning of a new decade, and it is the eclipse in January. These energies haven't been together for over 500 years. And if you think about it, 500 years ago was when a lot of colonization was happening, and a lot of the sickness that we see within ourselves, our own separateness from nature and each other and community, we've been colonized. Our minds and our hearts have been colonized, and we are, as have indigenous people all over the world and the earth herself. Now it's like the roosters come home to roost. And now is time to see that and to make those changes so that we are creating this greater collaboration with nature and all life. So, and Venus happens to be in the underworld during this time, which is that the powerful Venusian energies are getting, so, you know, when Venus is in the underworld, she's close to the sun and she's getting a new transmission, and she too is releasing some of the old energies she needs to release so that she can rise up in the evening as a new star in the evening sky with a new mission, with a new sense of herself, with a new aliveness and a new empowerment. And some of the stories about Venus in the underworld go that there are many stories about it and myths, but one is that she went to the evil, you know, king that had stolen culture. And the gods, they'd stolen culture and beauty and art and love and sensuality from humanity. And Venus went and she sang to them and she danced and she got them drunk on poetry and music and song and love. And they got so drunk that they didn't notice that she took back all of culture and brought it back to humanity. And so when Venus rises up, she's going to be in the underworld all summer, but as she rises up in the autumn, it's this time of this rebirth, this renewal for her. And at that time, many of these planets are going to be turning direct. And so if you're feeling like things aren't moving in your life and you're feeling a lot of old energy and, you know, this is really a time to ignite your heart, connect with your soul, nourish, repair, renew, rededicate yourself, and hold a vision for what you want to see birthed in your life and in this world. I cannot underscore that enough. how important that is at this time, because some of this old energy we're seeing running around the world in the form of people, they really thrive on our fear. It feeds them. And so if we pull that fear, feel it, release it, and then dedicate ourselves towards energizing and anchoring in a new vision, and even it feeds what we want to see, and it's just so important during these powerful times to do that. So my love to you all, and I'll see you on the other side. Bye.